USA Radio News.
Comedian Bill Cosby has been sentenced to 3 to 10 years at a Pennsylvania prison for sexual assault. Gloria Allred is the attorney for some of Cosby's victims.
This has been a long journey to justice for all of the accusers, particularly for Andre Constant and for her family.
USA Radio's Tim Berg spoke with legal analyst Fred Penny about what's going to happen next.
Now, with him in his advanced age of 81 years old, does that play a part in any of this sentencing?
Yes, more than likely they're going to put him in a minimum security prison. If there's not a stay pending the appeal, which I believe is going to happen quickly to determine whether or not they're going to stay his prison term pending the appeal, and that could take quite some time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
San Francisco officials have shut down the city's new $2.2 billion transit hub because of a possible structural problem. KCBS Radio's Doug Southern.
It's a crack in a support beam, a structural beam that supports the third floor bus deck. It appears to be significant and serious, and they say out of an abundance of caution, they've decided to clear everyone out and shut down the terminal. So you've got a lot of people trying to get the buses who are now having to walk farther away and don't understand why. They've also closed down the main route to the Bay Bridge because it goes right by the terminal.
A heartbreaking plea tonight from the mother of a missing 6-year-old autistic boy who vanished over the weekend. More than 24 agencies, including the FBI, are looking for the child around the clock in North Carolina. His mother, Carrie Rich.
Maddox is my whole world and my reason for living. Continue praying for him because I just want my baby home, please.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Democratic congressional candidate in Florida has unexpectedly passed away. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
April Freeman was the Democratic nominee in District 17, which includes all or parts of Charlotte, DeSoto, Glades, Hardy, Highlands, Lee, Okeechobee, Polk, and Sarasota counties. Freeman's husband announcing on her personal Facebook page that his 54-year-old wife had died suddenly on Sunday night. Her Republican opponent, Greg Stubbe, posting his condolences on Facebook. Stubbe saying his thoughts and prayers are with Freeman's family. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
While expressing his general support for drone technology, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has called on Congress to pass legislation to help law enforcement deal with the criminal use of drones. With more on the story, here's John Clements.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions tells us it's unfortunate this new tool can be used for illegal activities. While the Trump administration has worked on legal reforms to enable law-abiding people to use this technology for good, Congress must now pass bipartisan legislation called the Preventing Emergency Threats Act. Mr. Sessions tells us this would finally give federal law enforcement the authority needed to counter the use of drones by drug traffickers, terrorists, or criminals while promoting the freedom to use drones lawfully. I'm John Clements.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.